Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This should not happen. Simple as that. This should not happen. That could cover a lot, by the way. Chad Herman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. No federal food aid will go out Saturday. It's not going out. We know why. Government shutdown. The administration is telling us we can't give out the roughly $5 billion in contingency funds. Dave, when I think of an administration and a president who follows the law strictly to the letter of the law, the Constitution, never deviates, never challenges, you know what comes to mind? Donald Trump. Sticks to it. USDA notice. Bottom line, the well is run dry. At this time, there will be no benefits issued November 1st. I don't know what that is. I know what a fist is, but I don't, you know, showing a fist today. We are approaching an inflection point for Senate Democrats. That's it. That's it. This should bleeping disgust you. We have millions and millions and millions in this country who don't know where either a meal will come from or multiple meals will come from. And we're going to leverage this with Senate Democrats. Honestly. You can look yourself in the mirror and say, this is where we're going. We could go through a variety of things, too. Tomorrow, air traffic controllers will not get their first full paycheck. By the way, they're setting up a food shelf out at the airport to help those folks out. That's it. You're going to rely on these folks to fly, not getting a paycheck, so we're going to help them out with food. And I've made this point repeatedly. Donald Trump had his signature bill in his first year, the so-called big, beautiful bill. In other words, extending the tax cuts for the medium and higher-end wealth earners and cutting Medicaid. That was signature and appealed to a lot of his voters. By the way, my hand in the air, I benefit from that bill. But so that passes, and the Democrats are trying to go after his signature bill and saying those subsidies need to come back. They need to come back. And how often does that happen in the first term, in the first year, when a signature bill is passed by Biden, Obama, Reagan, Washington, Lincoln, Hoover, take your pick? And the first part of the initial year, the opposition party gets the party in charge, not only the president, but the Senate and the House, to rescind a significant part of the bill. It just doesn't happen. So let's be honest. But we're now going to leverage people and food to get the bill done, to get the government back in order. By the way, I think you could try this novel concept and negotiate. But again, the House isn't even in order because Mike Johnson is so petrified of Donald Trump. And so when the USDA is telling us they can't touch the roughly $5 billion, here's the memo. Contingency funds are not legally available to cover regular benefits. The document, just wait for it, it's so laughable. The document says money is reserved for such things as helping people in disaster areas. They're turning more of disasters back to the states. How many times has Trump talked about that? Read about North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen, and what's coming, what's happening right now in their recovery from the horrible storms they faced last year and the lack of federal money. There is 0.0% doubt that Donald Trump could just flout the law, which he does often, and say, get the money to people so SNAP is available. Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. This program helps, think about this. Think about eight people in your life. One in eight buy groceries. You're going to come back at me and say, well, some fraudulently use it? Yes, yeah, some do. A small percentage. So what we're going to do is we're going to punish all those others, Dave, who are getting food from this, because those who abuse it. And we're going to punish these folks. Why? Because more of them might be voting for Democrats. Do you think that this is a program that would really benefit Trump supporters? Do you think this one, there wouldn't be a way around it? Because there would. And by the way, I just said Democrats shouldn't think, boom, they can snap their fingers and change a significant part of Trump's big, beautiful bill. It'd be nice if when Republicans say, come back, and then we'll negotiate the subsidies, if people actually believe that. Because this is Donald Trump, who's tried to overthrow Obamacare from the moment he came down the escalator and still doesn't have a plan.
The framework's there, though.
Framework is there. Remember when he said that in, I think it was in the Kamala debate last year, right?
Yes.
Framework is there. It's 10 years since it came down the escalator. It seems like we'd have more than a framework at this point.
That's a big frame.
So now when Governor Walz comes through with $4 million, that's helpful. Don't get me wrong. You think it's as helpful as the possibility of $5 billion sitting there? And you wonder about how it affects Minnesotans and those in Wisconsin? 440,000 Minnesotans, roughly 8% of the population, use SNAP benefits. In Wisconsin, 700,000 people, 12% of the state's population. I get it. Schumer is paying more attention to the left. I agree with you 100%. It was time a decade plus ago for Chuck Schumer to go bye-bye. The Democrats are too worried about the left. Republicans never stand up, ever stand up to Donald Trump. The center should rise up. Please, let's hope that happens and we have centrist options. But this in particular is about putting extraordinary pressure on people who don't know where their meals are coming from, and punishing them to get the five more Democrats to capitulate and say, we'll go back to work. I find it shameful and embarrassing. How do you feel about it, including completely and totally and emphatically disagreeing with me or agreeing with me? I want to hear what Dave has to say, and I love phone calls at the Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226. I want to talk Amber Scholl right now. I want to talk insurance, and for the folks who are short on food, I don't know how they're paying right now for their insurance, because insurance, when we're talking car insurance and home insurance, it's expensive. It really is expensive. And I'm not suggesting if you go to Team Scholl, S-C-H-O-L-L.com, with American Family, it's just going to be free. I'm just telling you, it's going to be comprehensive, thorough, reliable, and might be better than what you have. Probably would be better what you have. Give you other options. Are you comfortable with what you're paying for? I don't know. You're on your own. You have one car. You have a significant other. You're sharing that cost. You have three different kids. Two of them are driving. How about your house, your cabin, your condo? How about maybe you have some real estate? It's absolutely worth a small amount of time to go to teamscholl.com and say, hey, I'm fill in the blank. Please reach out to me. Have that conversation and find out why I've used this office for 35 years. TeamScholl.com on the food government shutdown debate, and not buying for one second that the Trump administration can't find a way to get money to the SNAP program. What do you want to say? I've laid out my feelings. Dave's going to be first when we come back. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Mr. Harrigan, what would you like to add before we get to callers and texts?
It's just sad and shameful. It really is. It's such a failure on the part of so many people in D.C. Blame the left, blame the right. I don't care who you want to blame. Everyone is to blame for a government shutdown, especially one that has lasted this long with, you know, as we discussed with, what was the question you posed to Major on Friday?
Thanksgiving.
Will this be done by Thanksgiving? He's leaning, nope.
He went 60-40, no.
Yes, as are so many more people, and a lot of people think it's worse than 60-40, quite frankly. You know, to have two sides of government, two parties that have no reason to work together in their minds because it's only going to hurt themselves. You know, you're only going to get primaried if you happen to, I don't know, compromise on an issue with the other side.
Or you're in like 40 districts now.
Yeah. It's just shameful that we've gotten this far to this point in our country where we have two parties that have absolutely no reason in their minds to work for the American people. Instead, it's just party, 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 party. We must be right. We cannot give in.
Donald Trump was clear. He said, we're going to hurt programs that benefit Democratic voters that we don't think we need as much. Donald Trump's right when he says that Chuck Schumer voted for the same continuing resolution, okay? And more often than not, when it's, let's say, Barack Obama is president, and when the Republicans won't vote, do you really benefit in the long run? Okay, but this is when you could cleave out this money. I don't believe for a second this administration, which takes out the Supreme Court left and right, defies him. And again, Trump affirming what I've been saying forever here on the flight. He's going nowhere. February 1st, 2029, if he's living, he's going to be the president of the United States. He doesn't care about the constitutional laws. They are trying to punish people who they've determined are more likely to vote for Democrats and Republicans. And I'm not even convinced they're right on that. Are you convinced that of the 1 of 8, 70% are Democrats, 60%? Part of how Donald Trump won in a lot of areas is I'm your forgotten voice. In states, by the way, he wouldn't even fly his plane over until he jumped into politics and said Barack Obama wasn't born here, right? But think about all the states where, to his branding credit, pulling off the most miraculous political upset of all time in 16, and then topped it with a bigger upset when he sat on his ass and watched an insurrection and about everybody in party declared him dead, and then guess what? He won in all. And if it were just judging by swing states, in a landslide. I'm not sure which political upset was bigger. But there's plenty of Republican voters, plenty of Trump supporters who get their benefits from SNAP.
Yeah, and I'm sure a large percentage that don't vote at all.
And then here's the laziest one. Love the TDS. Love the TDS. It's a talk show. We talk about policy. We're about to talk about greatest movies of all time. Then we're going to go to overrated and underrated. Then we're going to go to Omar Fateh and his absurd comments about MPD arresting federal authorities. Texter, is that TDS when I continually criticize the far left? Nah, it's not. Then ship, then trade schools, but the laziest, it's just TDS. All right, let's go to calls. Let's keep them coming. We got a couple people calling in right now, too. 651-461-9226. Our friend Jimmy Brunzell's calling in. Jimmy, how are you?
Good, Chad. See, Trump and his big, beautiful bill gave another couple $1 trillion in tax breaks to his millionaire, billionaire buddies, mm-hmm. but they can't, get the ACA reinstituted so we can pay our people of less fortune. And he absolutely cares nothing about this country. All he's caring about is himself and bettering his family and shining his, crown. He's a disgrace, and I look for the Democrats to sweep the midterms. And before I go, did you see Deliver Me from Nowhere yet?
I will. Give me your thoughts.
I thought it was a very deep movie. What's his name? Jeremy Allen White does it. Yep. Just an incredible job singing, playing the guitar. And I was surprised that Bruce had let him dig into this, depression.
This part of it,
this
part of his life for Bruce is very difficult, correct?
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, he almost killed himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I appreciate the time.
All right,
brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Let's go to another Jim. James, go ahead. You're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hey, Chad. Good to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, question for you. I want to get really down to like prioritizing things properly. If your house is on fire and you'd also like to increase your insurance coverage, would you want to put the fire out first, or would you want to go call your insurance agent and increase your coverage while your house is on fire?
I'm going to put the fire out first, I think.
To me, you make perfect sense. So why wouldn't we as a government continue the budget and deal with Obamacare continuation later so we don't affect these people? Why are we sitting on the side and acting as if it's Donald Trump when it's got nothing truly to do with Donald Trump?
Well, you can't say that. Hold on, let me just finish and I'll let you jump right in. You can't have two parties involved and say only one party's involved, right? The same thing if Obama and the Republicans.
Focus on where the problem is. Yes, Donald Trump's a bully. But the problem isn't that Donald Trump's a bully. The problem is that they're holding a gun to somebody's head saying, if you don't give us Obamacare continuation, we're not signing off. We're going to let people go hungry. Now, that doesn't make sense to me. Why don't they let it go and then negotiate? I understand it's going to be difficult. But you're holding all these people's money hostage so you can prove a political point.
So I will say this. I would have had zero problem if the Democrats would have kept going with the continuing resolution. Zero. As a centrist who understands that Republicans have the lever. But you honestly believe, it's not about just continuing the ACA, it's the subsidies so these enormous increases don't come in. Are you telling me you honestly believe Trump, Johnson, Thune probably would, but Johnson and Trump are ready to make concessions and make sure the jump in the ACA subsidies are really there? Do you believe that part?
I don't think that's the issue. You're making it the issue.
It is the issue. That's why Democrats are holding out.
I realize that, Chad, but they're holding out at the expense of the poor.
Okay. What's Donald Trump doing when he clearly... Let me finish.
You always want to pull Donald in.
I just criticized the Democrats. Come on. I just criticized the Democrats and said I have no interest in the far left. I just said they should have kept the continuing resolution. So don't try to tell me what I'm saying.
Let's leave it at that, Chad.
Well,
we
can't leave it at that because the other guy has the president. He has control of the House. He has control of the Senate.
So let the House burn down, and then we're going to worry about it, is what you're going to tell me.
No.
That's what we're doing, in effect.
It's a good try, and you have a great radio voice, but let me just say one last thing. Why isn't Trump allowing access to contingency funds?
They're not in control, and they're trying to control something they can't control, Chad. Unfortunately, you don't always get what you want. And you know what? You can try as you may, but don't try and hurt these poor people. They need help. And come on, Democrats, open the government up.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And an excellent voice, man. And he makes arguments that a lot of people believe in, for sure. Jeff, you're on CCO.
Yeah, I got a suggestion for the Democrats in the House. My suggestion would be that all the Democrats would say we're not taking a paycheck until this thing is settled. I think that would put a lot of pressure.
How about the Republicans, too?
If the Republicans, that same thing. If the Republicans say we're not taking it until the Democrats come along, I think that put tremendous pressure on the Democrats. One or the other, that's going to make things move, in my opinion.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. They shouldn't be getting paid 100%, and they should still be back in office, right? They can be doing other things. Johnson could bring that back because this has happened before, and they're trying to work on other bills. And who knows if they actually saw each other and actually had dialogue and conversations, maybe get something done as opposed to nobody's going to be here.
Because they get so much done when they do see each other during the when the government's operating.
It's a very fair comeback. There you go again. Someone makes sense, and you still try to get people to agree with your view. We have back and forth on the show. And that last caller was on, not the previous most recent call, but the other caller was on for like 4 minutes.
James, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Is this Jason Lewis? He kind of had a Jason Lewis points to him with a radio voice, but he didn't sound like Jason.
No.
Let's see. Donald Trump is the president. The person is a moron. No, he's not. The caller is quite obviously drunk on the Trump Kool-Aid. So we got the Trump Kool-Aid, we got TDS. Let's throw them all out here, right? The big problem is they don't hold Obamacare hostage, whatever you want to call it. Republicans will not deal with it because it's clearly shown they only deal with something when there's not a lot of choice. That's the thing. When I saw Emmer again today, when they're saying, come back and we'll negotiate, do you honestly think Trump, Johnson, Scalise, Emmer, because the Senate will go along. They can get Thune and the others. Do you think they're going to offer up notable changes on the ACA subsidies? Because I don't think they believe in it. And again, I think they're characterizing in their head is this will only hurt Democrats when millions of Republicans will be hurt also if those subsidies don't jump up. There's no doubt about that.
I think they have it in their mind that the public will blame Democrats for the shutdown.
More text here. Congress returned to sign the big beautiful bill in July, but won't return to fix the budget or pay health care on immigration. It says what their priorities are. Tell Dems to open the government. He didn't win a landslide by any means. I try to be precise on this. There were seven swing states. They were going to decide the race. He didn't win by enormous margins, but he won all seven. 7-0. If the two of us play in a sport and you beat me 7 out of 7 times, you kick my butt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's, let's say, we're hooping, it's 1st of 10, and you keep winning 10-8, I keep losing.
I don't know how you're getting to 8.
If 5 Democrats will care about people, it's affecting all they have to do is to vote, problem solved. Well, the comeback would be if Donald Trump really cares, he would get access to this money and continue to say, hey, we still believe in our position, but we're not going to let people go hungry because it's as much our voters or close to as much or maybe even more of our voters who don't know where their next meal is going. Okay, we'll get back to serious topics all throughout the day. Let me add a little hoops news just to add to the disaster of a sports weekend. Vikings crushed.
Hmm.
Wild lose twice.
Yeah. Overtime once, though. That's good. Got a point.
Oh, goody. Wolves lose to the LeBron-less Lakers, but then they do win to an Indiana team who I think they're about to play George McGinnis. I mean, it was a win, but it wasn't a great win. But no Anthony Edwards, and guess what? Shams is now reporting Ant out for 2 weeks. The guy who I just tweeted, like everybody said before, get back to me when he's actually out, because we heard opening night he wasn't going to play. Now he's out for 2 weeks, which includes tonight.
They've gotten back to you.
When they did get back. Ant's hamstring. You know, like, is Ant Jr.? There's a lot of Ant stuff on Twitter. Now put Ant's hamstring on Twitter. Why don't you start that right up?
Sure.
Ant's hamstring. I hurt. And then, oh, by the way, Gopher football. All that available for Chipper when he joins us at 2:05. Start the day with some good water. Most of us, let's be honest, we're dehydrated. We think we're drinking enough water. We're not. Then are you really drinking the best water you can? I can assure you in this building, in this dump of a building, which we should get out in a second, close circuit in the Brain Wizards, let's go to one of these offices over here where there's nobody in there, get great visibility, take a brand spanking new equipment, and then, I don't know, demolish this building? I have a Kinetico drinking water system at home, and I love it. I don't like it. I love it. I love it for my kids. I love it for people close to me. I love it for myself. And this is the time for you, because you've heard about Aquarius Home Services. You've heard about AquariusHomeServices.com since 1987, earning the right to be recommended. And their signature item is what? The Kinetico drinking water system. Sure, they help you in other areas, but let's stay with the Kinetico drinking water system for water, for your coffee, hot chocolate, oatmeal, whatever it might be. You can save up to 25%. Don't wait. Do it today. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.